Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. It is week four in the NFL as the Houston Texans look to even up their record at 2-2 by heading to Atlanta and taking on the 3-0 Atlanta Falcons. Now, it's been a busy week here inside the building, especially for Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith, who we will hear from later on in the show, but he's making a lot of transactions and none bigger than the release of kicker Randy Bullock.
We released Randy Bullock and we signed Nick Novak. We also signed linebacker Courtney Brown and linebacker Brian Peters. And then there's other moving parts as far as other players. But I'm not prepared to talk about that right now. So you'd be wasting your time if you asked that question. I would say with the kicker situation, every decision we make is in the best interest of the team. And we felt like this was the best move for the team. So you can ask that question. You'll get the same answer on that.
It's great. You know, I'm still considering myself young. A lot of time left. Just really excited to be a part of a great team. It's, you know, my parents are in San Antonio. They have a house in Galveston. So it's very nice. You know, hopefully I can play here for a couple of years and retire to Texas.
And on an injury front, it looks like the team is getting healthier, especially the offensive line. Looks like they will be almost back at full strength heading into Atlanta. For more on the injuries, let's check in with Bill O'Brien.
Would you tell us who was full participation?
Yeah.
Like, is Arian full participation this week?
He practiced. I don't even know, like, what that all means. I'm just a coach. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a doctor. Yeah, he practiced. He was out there.
But does he have to go through what's considered full
participation? Sure, yeah. We have to. That'll be a game-time decision, I can tell you that. That'll be, you know, I'd say either the night before or 90 minutes before the game with Arian.
What about Brandon Brooks?
He practiced.
And Dwayne was thinking he was coming back to
practice. He practiced today.
You feel good about having your regular line back?
I don't even know. What do you mean by that? But no, I think we'll be back more towards full strength. I mean, that's eight injury questions.
Overall,
so do we got anything else?
One more. Are you in the best health you've been in since going back to camp?
I don't think any overall team in this league, I really don't think, that's nine health questions, and you know how much I respect you, John, but, you know, I don't think there's any team in this league that is not dealing with injuries. We're all, 32 teams are dealing with injuries. I'm dealing with an injury. I got on the treadmill the other day, put it at nine, thought I was 22 years old again, and ripped my hamstring. I feel like a fool. So we're all dealing with injuries, coaches and players alike.
Were you full participation?
I felt pretty good out there.
Of course, Ryan Mallett got his first win on the season, the second of his career. And the good thing for Ryan is both he and his coaches feel like he's getting better and improving each and every game.
I mean, I feel like I can always play better. There's no game I've ever came out of thinking like, oh, that's the best I could play. I come out of every game thinking I could play better, but that's the nature of this game. When you hold yourself to a high standard is what can I do to get better, to be better next week.
From a decision-making standpoint, there are a couple plays that we'd like to take back, but it was better. A few throws we'd like to take back and, you know, put them maybe on the chest, but there were a lot better throws than there were the week before. So it's week to week and it's improving. And, the more he plays, the better it'll be. The more everybody's on the same page with Ryan's, anticipation, coming out of the breaks, anticipating the ball, making a little bit better decisions for four quarters. We'll see a lot better improvement.
All eyes will be on the wide receiver position on both sides of the ball. For the Atlanta Falcons, Julio Jones off to perhaps one of the fastest starts in NFL history at the wide receiver position. DeAndre Hopkins for the Houston Texans definitely holding his own, and comparisons are being made.
But they're both big receivers, got good hands, and catch the football. And their size helps them, you know, release into the route. So with Julio, you know, he's going very well so far, and he's presents a big challenge for us to try to slow him down.
I admire his game. You know, he's one of the best at my position and one of the best in the NFL. You know, so every time the Falcons are playing, you know, he gets a lot of attention.
What do you like about him?
Everything. You know, there's really nothing not to like about him. So, he's been, you know, a pro's pro ever since he's been in the league. So, I like everything about him.
All right, time now for our big stop by break check, and that goes to none other than Jonathan Joseph. He tied a career record with 5 pass defenses against a very stout Tampa Bay wide receiving core in Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. Of course, he has his work cut out for him this week going into Atlanta facing Julio Jones.
Seemed very explosive guy, you know. Just not only him, the offense all together, you know. Great running back there, you know, catching balls, you know, popping off big runs. Of course, you know, Julio's been doing, you know, phenomenal so far this year. You got Roddy White, you got Hankerson, you know, you got guys at the tight end position. You got, you know, a plethora of weapons over there. But for us, it's about just focusing on what we do best and just playing sound defense and challenging guys all day.
Is there a different strategy or a different way to approach this kind of string of wide receivers that you guys are facing, these big, strong guys? It's not like, no disrespect here, but not like you're the biggest guys. You know, you have to rely more on, I guess, your knowledge, your experience, things like that. But is there a different way that you approach facing these bigger wide receivers?
You just kind of get up in their face and kind of challenge those guys and just make them compete, you know. Of course, you know, it's going to be tough contested catches and things like that, but you have to make them earn every inch that they get. And, of course, you have to, you know, rely on your pass rush up front, let those guys do their jobs. But, you know, I think it takes a full 11 to slow down any offense, not just one guy in particular.
All right, we've taken our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, our weekly visit from Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.